Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ, good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all praise and glory and worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give recognition and respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day at your leisure on Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and Odyssey, which used to be radio.com, where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, all the things that we use when we get together to study the Word on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God with one another on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time. Truly, truly, I thank you all for listening and tuning into the broadcast. This is God's broadcast. This is not my broadcast. This broadcast belongs to Him. And I truly am grateful for the opportunity and the platform that has been given unto me through the Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Harvest New Life Church for HNLC Studios. I count it a privilege. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for looking over us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus, that you shed on the cross on Calvary for us. Thank you, Lord, for being alive and well and real and full of love, being love itself. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your love, long suffering. We thank you, Lord, for looking on us and being so mindful of every detail of our lives. how we feel, what we go through, what we deal with. But Lord, you, as scripture says, you were not inexperienced with the feelings and emotions and things that we go through as humankind on this planet. You identify with the things that we go through. And Lord, we thank you that you are the one who gives us strength and gives us wisdom and gives us knowledge and understanding. We depend on you. We lean on you. We trust in you. We give you all glory, all honor, all adoration, all reverence, all respect. We honor you. Lord, as we break open your word on this day, as we sit at your feet and at your table to glean and eat the tender morsels that you will have us to eat as we open up the word on today. Fresh manna. Thank you, Lord, for it. We ask that you bless the listening audience and hide us all behind the cross, O God, so that it is all of you and none of us. Thank you, Lord, for putting your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Last study session, we were in James chapter 1, and we were in verses 22 through 25, it looks like. We want to revisit that today. Let's revisit that. Let's go to James chapter 1, and let's begin at verse 22. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of us can follow along in our translations, as we always do together when we study the Word of God. Amen. Verse 22 in James chapter 1 says, "But be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror." Verse 24 says, "For he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like." Verse 25 says, "But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience." And verse 26 reads, "If anyone thinks himself to be religious, piously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless, futile, and barren." Verse 27 says, "External religious worship, religion as it is expressed in outward acts, that is pure and unblemished in the sight of God the Father, is this: to visit and help and care for the orphans and widows in their affliction and need, and to keep oneself unspotted and uncontaminated from the world." As I begin to meditate on this passage of scripture, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me, he said, being a doer of the word is practiced application. Practiced application. The practicing of the knowledge gained or learned about something in the application, the doing of it, being a doer, practiced application. The word practice, as we look at the dictionary definition, and I also encourage all of us as we study the word together on Tuesdays and Thursdays, that I don't know if anyone has a concordance. I would encourage you to get a Strong's Concordance or any other type of study guide or study Bible to help you study the word. Because I have the strongest Strong's Concordance. And in that, you will find the Greek meaning of the words and the Hebrew meaning of the words. And you'll be able to look up the scriptures and the words and find out what they mean in context in Greek and Hebrew. But if we look at the word practice, according to the dictionary, it says the actual application or use of an idea, belief, or method, as opposed to theories relating to it. It is the customary, habitual, or expected procedure or way of doing something. Practice. And the Holy Spirit said, being a doer is practiced application. Let's look at application. Application is the action of putting something into operation, the implementation of it, the use of it, the exercise of it. The action of putting something into operation. What is an action? An action is a thing that is done, a manner or style of doing something, typically the way in which a mechanism works or the way a person moves. Action. James 1:22, but be doers of the word. Obey the message. Jesus is the word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. Christ. In the beginning was the word, Christ. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And Christ, the word, became flesh and dwelt among us. And the name of his flesh house is Jesus. That is the name he was given. But he's not just Jesus by himself. He is known as Jesus the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. Let's go over into 2 Timothy, and let's look at chapter 2, and let's read through verses 12 through 15. Beginning at verse 12, it says, if we run our race with patience, which is what James 1 teaches us about, having patience. If we endure and run our race with patience, we shall also reign with him. With who? With Jesus the Christ. If we deny and disown and reject him, Jesus the Christ, he will also deny and disown and reject us. Verse 13 says, if we are faithless or do not believe and are untrue to him, he remains true. He remains true. So God is God whether you believe him or not. He does not change. Whether we serve him or not, whether we love him or not, he's still the same. It says in verse 13, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to him, he remains true, faithful to his word, and his righteous, for he cannot deny himself. Verse 14 says, remind the people of these facts and solemnly charge them in the presence of the Lord to avoid petty controversy over words, which does no good but upsets and undermines the faith of the hearers. Talking about being a doer of the word. Verse 15 says, study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Skillfully teaching, correctly analyzing, accurately dividing, and rightly handling the teaching of Jesus the Christ himself. Talking about being a doer of the word. Practiced application. And that is a continual thing that we do daily. Walking in the fruit of the Spirit. According to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. It is a constant application of practice. Constant application of walking in love. Constant application and practice of joy. Constant application and practice of peace. Constant application and practice of long-suffering, of patience, of temperance. Continued practice application. And we all are practicing. And we'll be practicing until we even go over to the other side when Jesus calls us to himself. So if we look at Colossians, talking about being a doer of the word, making what Jesus said and who he is a part of us. So much so that we exude him. When we walk into the room, carry his presence, his fragrance, his anointing, his voice, his actions. After all, he lives in us. Amen? Let's go over to Colossians chapter 3, and let's look at verses 14 and 15. Talking about being a doer of the word. Practiced application. Verse 14 through 16, it says, and above all these, put on love and enfold yourselves with the bond of perfectness, which binds everything together completely in ideal harmony. And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule and act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. In that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Talking about being a doer of the word. And verse 16 says, let the word spoken by Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the word of truth, let him, his word, have its home in your hearts and minds, and dwell in you in all its richness. As you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence, wisdom, in spiritual things, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with his grace in your hearts. Talking about being a doer of the word. And how can we be doers of the word if the word is not in us? For how will we know what to do? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. This is how we get the word in us, so that we know what to do and how to be a doer of it. Study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing and rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. And we cannot correctly analyze and accurately divide and handle rightly and teach skillfully truth without the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. The Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. The Holy Spirit reveals. The Holy Spirit shows and talks and tells you what to do, and leads and guides and comforts and makes intercession and strengthens us. Talking about being a doer of the word, having practiced application. Let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and let's look at verses 14 through 16. Beginning at verse 14, it says, do not neglect the gift which is in you. And we all have a gift in us. We all have gifts in us that God himself put in us, whether it be working with our hands, whether it be our voice, whether it be our skills, things that come naturally and easy to each and every one of us. That is a gift from God. He gave it to us individually. Each of us individually have gifts and talents that he has blessed us with. Verse 14 says, do not neglect the gift which is in you, that special inward endowment, who is Jesus the Christ, which was directly imparted to you by the Holy Spirit, by prophetic utterance, when the elders laid their hands upon you at your ordination. Verse 15 says, practice, there's that word, Practice and cultivate. That's a good word to study and meditate on. Practice and cultivate and meditate upon these duties. Throw yourself completely into them as your ministry so that your progress may be evident to everybody. What are our duties as the body of Christ? What did Jesus tell us to do? In the New Testament, John 13:34, I believe. John 13:34. And I believe 35. Let's go there. Jesus said in verse 34, I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, and if you keep on showing love among yourselves. Now, those instructions may have been given to the apostles, his disciples, at that time. But what he speaks, what Jesus spoke, what God speaks is forever, and it transcends time. So when he spoke those things to them, he's speaking those things to us now. Talking about being doers of the word. Going back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 15, practice and cultivate and meditate upon these duties. Throw yourself wholly into them completely as your ministry so that your progress may be evident to everybody. Verse 16 says, look well to yourself, to your own personality, and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. Hold to them, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So as we are ministers one to another, we must look well to our teaching and persevere in the things that we teach and hold to them. For by doing so, we will save ourselves and those who hear us when we teach. Amen. Let's go over to Romans, and let's look at Romans chapter 13, and let's look at Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, talking about being a doer of the word. Practiced application. Verse 13 reads, let us live and conduct ourselves honorably and becomingly, as in the open light of day, not in reveling, carousing, and drunkenness, not in immorality and debauchery, sensuality and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We have to put Jesus on. He's in us. He's on us. He works through us. He's all around us. He goes before us. He comes behind us. He has surrounded us. There's no place we can go and get away from him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the earth. They run to and fro. God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. He knows all. He sees all. He is all. Almighty. And he is alive. the only living God who answers prayer and is faithful. But clothe yourself, verse 14 says in Romans chapter 13, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging the flesh. Put a stop to thinking about the evil cravings of your physical nature to gratify its desires and lusts. We have a lot of practicing to do. You know, one thing about practice, if you look at it from the standpoint of an athlete, or anyone for that matter, because when we go to our jobs and we work, we're practicing that job. When an athlete goes to practice, he's practicing his strategy, his skill. If you miss practice, you become dull. And you're not as sharp. And you cannot become a master of your craft or what you do without practice. You cannot master and be seen as, I don't know, a PhD or I don't know what's higher than that, but we have to practice over and over and over again until it becomes a part of us before we can move on to the next thing. This is why I mentioned the fruit of the Spirit. All nine fruit. But the first fruit is love. And we must practice walking in love, the ABC basics of love first, so that all the rest of the fruit can begin to come out of us. Because all of the rest of the nine fruit, all of the rest of the eight of the fruit that's left comes out of love, which is the first fruit. But in order for us to do that, see, we can't go A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I mean, every step, all the steps in between. The basics first, then we advance. So as it is with school, you have to learn preschool first before you can go to kindergarten. And then once you're in kindergarten, you move on to first grade. But you cannot master first grade. You cannot move to the second grade until you master first grade. Talking about being doers of the word. Romans chapter 13, verse 14, it says, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging the flesh. Put a stop to thinking about its evil cravings of the physical nature to gratify its desires and lusts. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1, and let's look at verses 5 through 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 9. Beginning at verse 5, it says, and this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him, from Jesus, and are now reporting to you. God is light. We talked about that in previous study sessions. It says, God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. Verse 6 says, so if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him, when we live and move and are walking about in darkness, we are both speaking falsely and do not live and practice the truth which the gospel presents. But if we really are living and walking in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses and removes us from all sin and guilt and keeps us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Let's read verse 7 again in 1 John chapter 1. But if we really are living and walking in the light, as he himself, God Abba Father, is in the light, Jesus the Christ is in the light, Holy Spirit is in the light, the Godhead three in one, triune God. As he himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship, not just with him, but with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses and removes us from all sin, and all guilt, and keeps us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, refusing to admit that we are sinners, we delude and lead ourselves astray. And the truth, which the gospel presents, is not in us, and it does not dwell in our hearts. But verse 9 says, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins. He will dismiss our lawlessness and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action. A daily practice, a daily washing of the water of the word. A daily practiced application. Let's go to 10 and let's read verses 34 through 35 one more time. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves. Going back to James chapter 1, and this will be the conclusion of our study session on James chapter 1. I have enjoyed this series of teaching. I hope you have too. But going back to verse 22 of James chapter 1, but be doers of the word. Practiced application. Be doers of the word. Obey the message and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the study session that you have given unto us on this day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us the morsels and giving us the wherewithal to learn more and to have you reveal to us even more within ourselves, Lord, how you want us to be doers and what that means. Help us, Holy Spirit. Teach us. We humble ourselves before you, O God, and we submit ourselves to you. We submit to you, Lord Jesus, and we allow you, by an act of our will, to come into us and show us your face as we behold you face to face in your word through study. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for being so patient and kind and loving toward us. And we thank you, Lord, that you know that we are frail. But you have given us, Lord Jesus, the opportunity to walk in you and be everything that you, Lord Jesus, have made us to be. And we thank you now for this word. Thank you for opening our eyes and ears of spiritual understanding as you increase us in the knowledge of you and as we learn more about you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for answered prayer, Lord. We glorify your name. We exalt you. We extol you. And we lift you up. For you alone are worthy. And there is none who is like unto thee, O God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful, most beautiful face to shine upon us. And may the Lord continue to be gracious unto us. And may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. As he looks upon us so mindfully, so lovingly, so sweetly. And may the Lord continue to give us all, no matter what country we live in, no matter who we are, may he continue to give us all his divine peace, himself in us, the fullness of him that filleth us all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis saying, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The strength of the Lord is your joy. Enjoy this day. God bless all of you. And I speak life to all of you. Blessings be upon you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Until we meet again, good God day. God bless you. So long.